There are new inflation numbers out this morning, and they are not good. Consumer prices in May were up 8.6% from a year ago. That is the sharpest increase since December of 1981. NPR's Scott Horsley has been talking with consumers who are trying to cope.
For Clay Watkins, sparkling water was the breaking point.
I really enjoy LaCroix. It's my carbonated beverage of choice.
Watkins especially likes the watermelon flavor, so he was excited when he saw it on sale at his local supermarket, two packages for $8.
So I went to grab the package and I was like, wait a second.
The package that used to hold 12 cans of sparkling water had been downsized to just 8, but the price was unchanged.
I'm not a mathematician. I teach science. But I think that's a 33% price increase.
Watkins, who lives outside Chicago, says his price antenna was already on high alert since he'd just paid $5.50 a gallon for gasoline. So he decided to skip the costly LaCroix water.
I went to Trader Joe's and got their liter carbonated beverages for 79 cents a liter.
Many people are facing much more painful decisions as inflation hovers near a 40-year high. For much of the pandemic, retailers and manufacturers have been able to raise prices without suffering any big drop in sales. But ever since Russia's invasion of Ukraine sent gasoline prices through the roof, even middle-income shoppers have become more sensitive. They're increasingly turning to discount stores and opting for cheaper store brands. Joanne Lee buys regular eggs now, not the more expensive free-range kind she prefers. She's traded down on her salad toppings as well.
There's like a certain crouton I like, but that is like $1.50 more than the generic Kroger brand. So I've switched over. They're not bad, but you know, they're just not like the quality that I usually like.
But Lee, who lives in West Lafayette, Indiana, does not cut corners when it comes to her dog, Potato. The Golden Doodle still gets name brand pet food.
She's still spoiled. She eats the most expensive food out of all of us.
And Lee's not the only one who's scrimping in some areas while splurging in others. People may be watching their pennies at the gas station and grocery store, but they're still opening their wallets for pricey restaurant meals, airline tickets, and hotel rooms. Overall, consumer spending has grown faster than inflation every month this year. Economist Tim Quinlan of Wells Fargo says when it comes to travel and entertainment, people are eager to make up for lost time.
For this summer, there is a mindset of we're going on vacation and we're not putting it off. While consumers aren't happy about prices, they're sort of willing to pay it to have those experiences for a while.
But with inflation outpacing income, many people are financing that spending by dipping into savings or putting it on the credit card. Quinlan says that can prop up spending for a time, but not indefinitely.
Come Labor Day, when all these credit card bills come due, everybody will be back on a budget again, and that's why we expect growth to slow as we head into the end of the year.
Ultimately, Quinlan says it's likely to take a slowdown in consumer spending to bring prices back under control. The Federal Reserve is working to accelerate that by raising interest rates, though some worry that could trigger a recession. Clay Watkins, the teacher who switched from LaCroix to Trader Joe's brand water, knows not everyone can adjust his spending so easily. Watkins volunteers at a Chicago-area food pantry, where he's seen a huge spike in traffic over the last 6 months.
The people who are really being hurt by gas prices and food prices are the people who don't have a lot of margin. They don't know where to cut.
And so long as prices keep climbing, more people may find themselves having to make difficult choices about what they can live without. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.